Under the new map, Democrat Fred Clark, an assemblyman from Baraboo, would no longer live in the district and would have to move if he wins the recall election next Tuesday. Clark says incumbent Republican Luther Olson was playing partisan politics when he voted for the map.
If those district boundaries that have been proposed become law and they survive court challenges and I win this election, yes, my home in Sauk County would no longer be part of the 14th Senate District. The process that got us here is so distorted and so partisan.
But Olson says Clark isn't being personally targeted.
Unfortunately, Fred lives on one of the fringe cities of that district. And if you look at that district or that city, two redistricting maps ago, that was in a different Senate district altogether.
The two candidates sparred on the map controversy on a Wisconsin public radio talk show yesterday. Olson said the new map is fair. Clark said it's the product of a closed-door backroom deal.
Taxpayer money was spent to hire private attorneys to consult behind closed doors with the Republican leadership for months to draw those maps without any public input. We've never seen a process that distorted before.
Well, it isn't blatantly and politically unfair. What we were charged with, the legislature is charged with every 10 years, is to come up with a fair map. And a fair map is one that is contiguous, doesn't have islands, that is compact as possible, and takes care of minorities.
Clark is a co-sponsor of legislation that would have a nonpartisan panel draw up future legislative maps. Governor Walker has yet to sign the new map into law. I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.